Hey, it's Bob Stauffer. I just wanted to let you know that you can listen to Oilers Now ad-free on Amazon Music, included with Prime.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time, the Roast of Tom Brady, a Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart, the seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for the Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer, weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
We return to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Brought to you by Digitex. Office supplies at huge savings?
Yeah, Digitex does that.
Digitex.ca on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
1:34 in Edmonton. Welcome back, everybody. There's an old saying in the car business, cars cost less than Wetaskiwin. Brent Rich Ford in Wetaskiwin, committed to providing unequaled automotive excellence, resulting in completely satisfied lifetime customers. If you currently have a vehicle that you're not using enough, payments or interest rates that are too high, or a vehicle that you may want to sell, refinance, or trade in for something different, go visit Uncle Milt, Rich, Johnny, and the gang at Brent Rich Ford, or give them a call, 1-877-477-3673, or visit BrentRich.com. We are going to open up the River Cree Resort Casino hotline, 780-496-0063. Keep texting us on the Ashley Fine Floors text line, same number, 780-496-0063. But at this time, we go into the Oilers Now prospect report for Scott Arthur Millwork and Cabinetry, a legacy of excellence. Make your new dream home or custom renovation a reality. Visit ScottArthurMillwork.com today. Here's Brendan Escott.
Craig Button's final mock draft came out this morning ahead of Friday's first round of the NHL draft. We'll have that covered for you as we've been talking about here on CHED. 5 o'clock Friday is when that starts. Oil Kings sniper Dylan Gunther projected third overall to the Anaheim Ducks. That's the same spot that he landed on the Athletics' Corey Pronman's list. Sebastian Kosa, well, the Fort McMurray product, who we thought might be jumping up in this ranking, slipped, actually, and landed in the Oilers' lap at 20. They do pull the trigger in that instance on the 6'6" netminder. Fun to discuss. Again, the real draft starts Friday night, 5 o'clock here on CHED, and then again on Saturday morning from 10 until noon. All brought to you by Scott Arthur Millwork.
Paul Almeida took the time to pass along the note. Bob, I've seen Ratty multiple times. If the goalies are gone, I would make that pick. You might be able to trade back to late first round to get him. Ratty played with his brother at the World Juniors in 2020 in the Czech Republic, and the Coyotes drafted brother Aku Ratty. I'm getting all confused here. Anyways, he's already been drafted. So Speck was right. He's got a brother, but the brother was already drafted. There you have it. All right. Let's open up the River Cree Resort and Casino hotline, 780-496-0063. Give me your thoughts. Are you concerned about Adam Larson? Would you sign Tyson Barry if Adam Larson was not available? Or is there too much redundancy with the potential emergency of Evan Bouchard? Conversely, who would you look to replace Adam Larson? This text comes in saying, Bob, if Larson doesn't re-sign with the Oilers, who do we sign to replace him as our shutdown defenseman? Some people have suggested Travis Hamonic. I'm not sure David Savard would. I think Savard might be looking for something in the States. We don't know. This one comes to us from Darren. Great show, but I was wondering, why is Carter Savoy not mentioned very much lately? He played 24 games with 20 points, 13 goals. Not bad. Am I missing something? Well, I think he's, he was a fourth-round pick that the Oilers made with him. Good pick, went 100th overall. But I think he's a couple years down the road. I think he's going to play at Denver for at least two more years. Again, you can text us at any time, 780-496-0063. Michael is on line one, and he wants to talk about Zach Hyman on the River Cree Resort and Casino Hotline. Hi, Michael. How you doing?
Good. How are you, Bob?
Good.
I just kind of wanted to touch on, we've been talking about Zach Hyman and kind of what he could bring. But I think we need to build this roster up. I think we need to fill out our third line. I don't think bringing back a bunch of the guys from last year is going to do anything. We need to find even strength scoring at 5-on-5. And I also wanted to see what your thoughts were on future first-pairing right-handed defensemen, because I don't think we have one in this organization. So thanks, Bob.
I think the Oilers do have a future first-pairing right-hand defenseman. His name's Evan Bouchard. And just as for years, it was interesting. I kept on getting told what an idiot I was because I thought Darnell Nurse could be a first-pairing defenseman in the league. And last year, Nurse was amongst the best even strength defensemen in the NHL. And people still denigrate his performance and say that he drafted off of Connor McDavid. And that's why he put up the numbers that he did. You know, he led the league in even strength defense goals. He played the fourth amount of time on ice all season long. Was tremendous in the playoffs for the Oilers. And he's going to get paid in his next deal. He's going to get paid big time. So, and if I read between the lines of what Michael was saying, it sounded like he doesn't want Zach Hyman. He'd rather see more money be sort of spent on the third line. I think that's a fair perspective to have. I do think Edmonton's going to be well-positioned if they want Zach Hyman to get Zach Hyman. 780-496-0063. That's our River Cree Resort and Casino Hotline. And you can text us at the same number, 780-496-0063. This text comes in out of Edmonton. Bob, do you think Price goes to the Kraken? No, I do not. I do not see Carey Price ending up with McCracken. This texter comes in out of Edmonton, says, Bob, here's what I see shaking down. The Oilers get Hyman. They'd have Hyman, McDavid, and Puljujärvi. They would have Nuge with Draisaitl and Yamamoto. Okay. Could see Archibald with Glendening. So the texter believes the Oilers will sign Luke Glendening. I think Glendening's going to remain with Detroit, just so everybody's aware. But Archibald with Glendening and Cassian. Shore with McLeod and Chiasson. Okay, so you'd re-sign Chiasson as well. Neal as the extra forward, says the texter. Nurse with Barry, Keith with Larson, Samarukov and Bouchard, and then Cuckoo. All right, well, I'm not sure we're going to see James Neal remain by the time free agency gets started. Could be some options there, CBA-related. Time will tell in that regard. I don't think both. I don't think Samarukov is going to start the season in the NHL this year. And then he says Smith and Skinner. So he's got Barry Larson and Bouchard. And he says trade Bear for a second and third and sit Koskinen outright. Interesting. Am I going to? Is it Raj or Ronge next, Brendan?
Ranj. Ranj is the next caller.
All right, Ranj, you're on Oilers Now on the River Cree Resort Casino Hotline. What do you got?
Hey, Bob. Okay, so listening to you and Speck earlier today and stuff going around. So, you know, I think Cassian, this might be the year to trade him. I know that we need some toughness. But what about moving him to one of those metropolitan teams or a team like Columbus that he'd fit well on and moving for one of their goaltenders? And then secondly, I thought it'd be a good idea to move that first rounder, move back anyways if you don't get Kosa, if that's the guy that we're looking at. Maybe you pick up a second there and then ship that lower first round pick to Tampa. I think this is the year you move that pick to Tampa to get some of those guys out of there. If they got to move a Palat, a Gord, a Killorn, maybe that first round
would
pick.
Would you give up a first round? Ranj, would you give up a first round pick to get Alex Killorn?
Well, I think you do it on two of those guys because they're going to have to move that much salary. So, I mean, if they're going to get a first round, I think if they want to move into the first round, I think having two of those guys, if nobody's offering that high because they know that they have to shed salary, maybe it's best you're going to pick up two guys for a first round pick. And you've also gotten a second round if you've moved down in the first round. So I know it's a little bit of complication there, but I mean, I think this is the year that you got to move that pick if you're not getting Kosa, if he's the guy, to get, you know, put Tampa in a place where they can...
I will tell you right now, Ranj, I'm led to believe the Lightning are asking for a first and third round pick for Alex Killorn.
Well, that's what they're asking right now, but I mean, I think people are going to wait them out.
They're going to get a second. There's no question. Killorn's got the 2 years left. If you're getting Killorn, does that supersede you signing a guy like Hyman?
I think so. I think if you're staying around that 4, 4.5, which I believe Corn makes, then you can build that team. Maybe a Deneau can come in. Another thought I had on that as well is maybe you're taking Tyler Johnson. I don't know if Tampa's going to hold back any salary, but if you can get them to hold the 1.5, so you know Tyler Johnson's making 4, you get a guy like Killorn or a Palat with that for that first. So they're getting rid of salary. You got 3 years of Tyler Johnson. We know that he can play on the third line well, but I think he can be moved up to the first or second. And they're getting out of cap trouble. They're still getting that first-round pick.
I only want one other. The only guy I'd want, like, Palat's a good player. He's going to free agency in a year. Killorn would be the only guy I want. I think you're going to see Tyler Johnson in a package going to Seattle. Raj, I got a bunch of other calls, but thank you for your thoughts, okay?
Thanks, Bob.
Let's go to Mike from Ottawa. Long time no talk. Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Hey, Bob. Excellent. You?
Good.
Good. So on the Keith front, like the player, and I think a lot of people feel like me, like the player, obviously, and this is, you know, everybody echoes this, too much on the price. But have you heard the rumors or the fact, apparently, through Puckpedia that if he retires next year, there's the money brought back? I don't think he would do that to the Blackhawks. But in a perfect scenario, imagine Klefbom's rehabbed, ready to go next year. He retires. We apparently get a boost of $3 million if Keith retires next year. Where do the odds you see all that happening? 2%? 5%?
Less than 2%. I'm here to tell you what I see happening with Duncan Keith. Yeah. I think Duncan Keith's going to surprise. Like, I talked to, communicated recently with a player from Chicago, point blank. He just got our best defenseman.
Really?
In spite of all the overt criticism that the analytics people would make, in terms of a lot of people in hockey circle, they think he could be perfectly situated at Edmonton. I believe Duncan Keith's capable of playing into his early 40s. So not only do I think he'd play out his next 2 years in Edmonton, I could see him signing another deal beyond that. And maybe at that point we're talking about a third-pairing left shot D. But I think he'll be very capable in a second-pairing role this year, playing underneath of Darnell Nurse.
Fair enough. And the thing is, we all have so much to say, but until we see it, we'll be talking
about
December.
That's the problem. Like, right now, you know, for anybody out there who's saying the Oilers should have got in Chicago to retain, I understand that perspective, but we're not in on the negotiations. Anything else, Mike? You wanted to add?
Just real quick, how much do you? Because you know Holland much better than I do, which is not a ton, but better than us fans. How much do you think his creativity side burns in his brain and he doesn't say? Because a lot of us are worried that the younger GMs have more creativity. They're willing to do things like Robina Island, move, you know, do all these kind of things that are within your tool book, but maybe some older school GMs might think.
It's funny how it's gone in swings for Ken Holland. I'm going to give you an example.
Okay.
So he gets here, and a lot of people thought, well, you know, the Oilers are getting a guy past his expiration date. Mm-hmm. And then he did something that nobody thought was possible, which was trade Milan Lucic. So James Neal was actually relatively productive based upon the games that he played. And we'll see what happens to James for the final 2 years. You know, like, he's got 2 years left in his deal. It is entirely feasible that the organization considers buying him out.
Yeah.
But he has a contract you could buy out. Milan Lucic, who had an okay year last year for Calgary, Neal had the better year of the year before. Milan Lucic, you know, not as easy to buy out. So after he made that deal, a lot of people sort of warmed up to Ken Holland. The team's gone 12th and 11th without a lot of cap space to improve the team the last 2 years, but had, you know, finished a little bit short come playoff time. So it's kind of gone in swings to me. I think he might be a little bit more creative than some people think. I know this. The general is Edmonton, New Jersey when it comes to analytics? No.
No.
But are there people that have some time for it in the organization beyond a couple guys that are doing the analytics? Yes. That end of it might surprise you.
Well, I'm glad you say that because me a little more hope. And I did jump up and down when he made the trade for Lucic. And 2 second thing, my best friend's at least diehard fan. I live in Ottawa. He says Hyman's amazing. He'll be perfect for McDavid, but don't do 6, 7 years. He says
you know what? In free agency, you often overterm and overpay. It just comes with the territory. Thanks, Mike.
Thanks, Bob.
All right, we're gonna take one more call here, Tony. Tony, you're in Oilers now. How you doing?
Not too bad. Yourself?
Good. What do you got?
I got a few questions. First one, you know, I've been looking into a lot of free agency and everything because this is probably the biggest year that we've had. The one thing that I've been hearing is as soon as the roster freeze is done, that we're looking at moving out Cassian, don't know what for. How would you also get rid of our first round pick for maybe a starting goaltender? And if you could, would you maybe get like a Freddie Anderson or, I don't know, someone to his caliber? And the third one is what, how much would it be, how much overpaying for Zach Hyman? Like, okay. $5 million, $6
million? No, we're talking like 6 or 7 years at $6 million is probably what I think Hyman can get six times six. That's what I think he can get. You're not giving up a pick for Freddie Anderson. You're just going to let him go to free agency as a UFA. That, to me, would be a fallback position. It would have to be the right goaltender if I were to move a first-round pick to get the goalie, and I'd probably need a pick back. So thanks for the call, Tony.
No problem.
All right. That wraps up the interactive call-in segment of Oilers Now. We are going to tell you that Royal Pizza, Pizza Pass, and so much more. Edmonton-owned and operated for over 50 years. For a menu and a list of their 13 Edmonton and area locations, go online at royalpizza.ca or download the Royal Pizza app from the App Store. Stop for recommendation at Royal.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Pizza is the Mediterranean chicken. When we come back, we'll get to this day in Oilers history. You're listening to Oilers Now.
Hi, this is Ryan Nugent-Hopkins from your Edmonton Oilers, and you're listening to Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer on 630 CHED.
Oilers GM has jumped into LeFrey on the Ashley Five Floors text line. Bob, David Savard would be the closest replacement out there to Adam Larson, and he adds a 7-year term at $6 million per for Zach Hyman would almost be Lucic-like. Please, a no on that front from Oilers GM. All right, into this day in Oilers history for New West Travel. This September, travel a private WestJet charter flight to Whistler, BC. Play four spectacular mountain courses. Details at newwesttravel.com. Going back to 1993, what shook down Mr. Escott?
Oskar Klefbom is born in Karlstad, Sweden. The Oilers selecting him 21st overall in the 2011 NHL draft. He's gone on to play 378 regular season games, 16 more in the postseason with the Oilers. He led the NHL in blocked shots in 2019-2020. Hopefully, his career has more to be written.
Slim. Are the chances of him playing the season, according to Oilers general manager Kent Holland. This day in Oilers history, again, brought to you by New West Travel. Experience a great golf holiday to Whistler, BC in a private jet to play four spectacular mountain courses. Details at newwesttravel.com. Reed Wilkins has Inside Sports Night from 6 to 8 p.m. What's he got shaking?
I believe you're hearing from Cam Moon. You'll also hear from Boston Bruins forward Curtis Lazar, Sportsnet CHL draft analyst Sam Cosentino, and Brian Wild from Global Sports in Montreal. Yeah,
Brian's a passionate guy. Tomorrow, NHL Network analyst Brian Lawton, who has fast become a favorite here in Oilers Now, the president of the NDP fan club in the province of Alberta. No, not really. David Staples from the Cult of Hockey, who is as polarizing of a guest as we have, and our NHL insider for Legacy Heating and Cooling, John Shannon. We will tell you that coming up next is a global news weather traffic update with Eileen Bell, followed by Rob Breckenridge today from 2 to 3, and then 6:30 Chet Afternoons with Jalen Nye from 3 to 6. Read again from 6 to 8. We'll be back at it tomorrow. Have a terrific Tuesday, everybody.
Oilers Now with Bob Stauffer. Weekdays at noon on Oilers Radio, 630 CHED.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his 6-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his 2-year-old at the rink.
All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone. Like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.